This is Morning Edition. I'm Tom Kuser. The Kilauea volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii has been actively erupting since May. Last week, the U.S. Geological Survey reported Kilauea produced a steam plume that rose about 1,000 feet above the ground surface, and the energy released by the event was equal to a magnitude 5.3 earthquake. The steady lava flows are transforming the land, and the volcano's power can also remake the communities which are near Kilauea. A documentary called Aloha from Lava Land told that story about the special relationship between the families in the small town of Pahoa and Kilauea during a much milder eruption in 2014. The filmmaker, Zoe Eisenberg, joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Now, I understand you're originally from Trumbull in Connecticut. How did you develop a connection to Hawaii?
I've always had a bit of a connection to Hawaii. My grandparents moved out there when they retired, and then one by one, all the members of my family have gone out to visit them and never returned. So over the last 20 years, I now have, you know, cousins who were born out there, and we've just sort of transplanted ourselves.
Well, what's it like to live near Kilauea? Have you witnessed the eruptions?
Definitely. I have witnessed the eruptions firsthand, as well as the way that it impacts pretty much everything around it. And the place that I live, the town of Pahoa, is particularly unique on the Big Island because we are in Lava Zone 1, so we are in the danger zone of when the volcano erupts.
Why did you decide to make this film, Aloha from Lava Land?
The 2014 flow is a lot different than what's happening today. We only lost one structure, for instance, and now we've lost, I think, over 700 private homes, which is really sad. But when that flow was happening, there was a lot of news coverage. We had PBS, we had National Geographic, everyone was out there. But because they wanted to make news, there was a lot of sensationalized, kind of fear-based headlines mm-hmm. coming out. And that just wasn't what we were seeing within our community. Of course, people were scared. But they were really bonding together to kind of stand in the face of this and help each other out and figure out how they could continue to live in a place that they love so much. You know, the 2014 flow, what it was threatening was isolation, because it was threatening to cut off the only real access road that that part of the area had to get out. So we wanted to make the film to kind of tell a story that was inside out, the community's reaction and their relationship to the volcano, because everyone asks, like, well, if you knew this could happen, and they still ask this today, if you knew this could happen, why do you live there? And we wanted to show why.
So in the film, you show over the course of 7 months, the lava slowly flowing toward that main road connecting Pahoa to the rest of the island. As the lava moves closer to that road, you intersperse scenes of the creeping lava
right.
with what appears to be either rising tension or rising excitement among the people who live there. One resident that you talked with in the film, Harry Uhane Jim, he's a Hawaiian cultural teacher, talked about a cultural difference between how locals and newcomers respond to an eruption.
You know, I got to just kind of make it how simple it is for me. There's never been a death in any of these lavas. What's that? That's the consciousness of the community finding the purpose of the flow greater than their appointments for the day. That's unacceptable to the newcomer who says, my mortgage depends on getting there. Us Hawaiians go like, yeah, no more insurance.
Why the difference in the reactions to the same event?
Well, I think it just comes down to perspective. The Hawaiian people view the volcano as very much a part of their land, a part of their culture. It's why they're there. The volcano created that land. That's how they get to live there. And they just see it completely different than how what we like to call the mainland perspective or the transplant perspective, and I'm included in that population, where, you know, we grew up in a society where we have land ownership. You know, we can say, this is my tenth of an acre and I own this land. But the Hawaiian people, they really, truly don't believe that. So when the volcano comes and it threatens to take their land, they're like, oh, well, we'll just move.
You had to leave your home because of this latest eruption. Is your house safe? Do you know what the situation is?
Right now, my subdivision that I live in is structurally safe, but I did have to leave because of the air pollution. And also, to be frank, we had a 6.9 earthquake hit that area, which was really alarming. So I actually left when that happened.
So you mean the fumes, air pollution, the fumes
oh, yeah.
from the fissures and
yes.
the lava?
We have stuff called Pele's hair, they call it. It's like small fibrous, sort of like glass that falls from the sky. Also, Puna is unique in that we don't have county water, so we rely on catchment water. So we're drinking filtered rainwater off our roofs, but right now the air pollution is so bad that we have volcanic ash, we have this Pele's hair clogging up our water supplies. We really can't filter that out.
Why do you choose to live near an active volcano?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I have family there, and, you know, that's really what makes a home, in my opinion. But I've lived a lot of different places across the United States, and Lower Puna is the first place where I really felt connected not only to my community but to the actual land. It's a connection that is sort of hard to describe, yet I've heard so many people talk about it, about this kind of raw energy that you feel when you arrive there. And I really do think it's because of the volcano. So it's a little bit ironic that we live there because of the volcano, but it's hard to live there because of the volcano.
And I guess I don't need to ask, are you going back?
I'm definitely going back, yeah. I have a ticket July 15th. I'm headed home. I don't know where I'll be living right away, but I'll be kind of landing with family and figuring it out.
Zoe Eisenberg is a resident of Pahoa on the Big Island of Hawaii. She's also a filmmaker, Aloha from Lavaland, a film about the 2014 eruption of Kilauea. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You can view the film on the website alohafromlavaland.com. It's also available on Facebook and amazon.com.